Jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio, I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into the News Talk Review, the Talk Radio Review with luminaries such. We have a regular cast that kind of alternates here and there. We have Jennifer Horn with us, who's from the DJV program and also does mornings in L.A. on Care L.A., the morning answer. So she's going to add her 2.5 to 3 cents worth of information and thoughts on what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe even four if you're lucky today.
Some of these stories on the Talkers list for the week of October 7th to the 11th. Talkers Magazine creates this list every week, which we use as the overview for our conversation here, so you know what's been going on around the country. If you're following the format carefully, you know what's going on pretty much anyway, but we put it in order from number 10 to number 1. Also joining us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. So we'll start at the top because Jennifer has limited time. I noted that the president, as we, you know, the presidential election's number 2, the stories about Trump and impeachment number 1 again this week. So the president was not reserved when he was at that Minneapolis rally this week talking about the various people who are not necessarily his allies. Jennifer, how's that for being positive?
That's being positive. Actually, okay, so as a Trump supporter here at the table, I would say it was one of his best rallies that he's done in a long time. I know for people who are not Trump supporters, it probably
the weather was certainly
crawl.
Not on his side. It was awful.
Well, the weather wasn't. And the story that's not getting a ton of media coverage are the protests that happened outside the rally. There were groups of people that showed up. Antifa was there, and they were throwing...
Antifa
is a group of far, far left socialists, essentially, that show up to these rallies in black masks. You'll see them. They dress up in black.
So supporters of Omar.
I don't even know if it's fair
all.
To say that. Yeah,
all
no, they're just...
I don't know who they are. That's why I was going to ask
they're
the question.
Really...
Never heard of them before.
Far left socialists.
They're disruptors.
They are.
They're disruptors, effectively.
And they showed up throwing urine at people.
Hold on,
they were calling cops.
Victoria,
pigs.
You don't think Omar is a disruptor?
I think she's a member of Congress.
She's a disruptor, though. You don't think she's a disruptor?
She's a member of Congress.
I understand that, but she's also a disruptive member of Congress. Well, yeah, you absolutely could say that about
the president.
Trump. Yep, we're not talking about the president. We're talking about Omar. The president
no, but I
is
think,
a disruptor.
I think she represents her district, and she kept quiet. She didn't tweet back at Trump. She just stayed quiet.
Yeah. She should have spoken out against the protests, but a lot of times you'll find people like Omar who are on the progressive side of the Democrat Party that will give a little bit of safe space, safe haven for Antifa. These are not protests that are peacefully done. They're protests that are based in violence and intimidation.
A lot of anger.
And
there
so
were protests on both sides, I think we should say.
Right, but the ones that protests are not the problem. It's protests where people are ripping hats off of people's heads, burning them, throwing urine at them. Those are the people that are in Antifa that are violent, and it should be dealt with seriously. And they really should be, in my mind, they should be called a terrorist group because that's what they are. But
I have never. This is educational because I've never heard of them before.
They're being ripped off both sides, according to the reporting.
That doesn't make it right.
I'm just saying, hats were being ripped off both sides. Both supporters from both sides were ripping hats off.
In any case, Antifa means anti-fascist, which is not necessarily
ironic.
It's really ironic. Based in irony. That's right.
All right. So we have that situation with the president. I suppose we can, in terms of the impeachment inquiry, take a minute for Rudy Giuliani and maybe a moment of silence for his friends.
Can we just enjoy the moment that he has two henchmen called Lev and Igor?
I know. The names are fantastic.
Because it's just wonderful.
Yes, I would say that was worth at least a moment or two. Yes, Lev and Igor, please stand up and take a bow. Congratulations. All right, so anyway, other than that, Giuliani and his cronies and Trump and his cronies and all these, I just look at all of these names. It's all becoming a blur for me anyway. What about the rest? Because I don't enjoy this kind of talk. This is not my brand of talk. Most people who know me and listen to what I do on the radio, this is not my cup of tea. I don't like arguing and yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering and pointing fingers. However, I think it, in circumstances where I was just mentioning what was going on with at the rally, I think that Omar is needs to be called out. I think some of these other people need to be called. It's kind of like the time on the other side when the Republicans are always talking about family values, and most of the people that get caught with their pants down with people that they ought not to be with are Republicans. It's a, you know, it's the same. It's an equal opportunity. It's just the
there's a reason people go into Congress worth about $10,000 and leave worth $14 million. There's a reason for that.
Thank
you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, follow
Peter
the
Schweitzer wrote Peter Schweitzer wrote a great book about that and how these. People in Congress, even Elaine Chao's father making millions of dollars off China, and you notice that her husband, Mitch McConnell, all of a sudden softens his view on China. It is not unlike what happened with Hunter and Joe Biden. Not that Hunter did anything illegal, but it's just unseemly. And I think that's the problem right there.
Ivanka Trump's not doing badly either.
It's all optics. Whatever, and Trump is doing
very, it's very sad. I mean, the people who are actually doing the work are people who are not in politics, who are just quietly doing the work, and we don't know their names.
Yeah. Well, that's true with the whistleblower, anyway. What is the latest on the whistleblower? You want to give us 60 seconds on that, Jennifer?
Did some consulting with Joe Biden. We now know that the candidate, the Democrat candidate, the prominent Democrat candidate that the whistleblower had access to, it's being reported, is Joe Biden. So that makes it easier to even more easy, I think, to poke holes in the story of the whistleblower who is now offering to testify in writing to Congress. I'm sure the Democrats would eat up that idea because the lawyer that was given to him by Adam Schiff, former Clinton-tied lawyer, will help him draft all of his answers so that the Republicans will have no way to push back or ask any questions. So most likely the whistleblower will probably testify at some point, but will do it in writing, which
big
is part of the process. It's not very fair.
No.
There is more than one whistleblower. The second whistleblower has firsthand knowledge, and I don't know which lawyer you're referring to exactly.
Mark Zayed.
I know Mark Zayed well. He's a man of utmost integrity. He's represented whistleblowers across the board from all sides of the spectrum. And anybody can access Mark Zayed. You could access Mark Zayed if you wish to blow the whistle on any of your employers. So
yeah,
knowing Mark Zayed, I won't accept any smears against Monte.
I'm not trying to smear the lawyer. I'm saying that Adam Schiff referred, the whistleblower went to Adam Schiff first, Victoria, and that's the problem. The whistleblower.
But what, the way you said it, there was an implication. And
well,
he's
tied to Hillary Clinton. And,
I'm
well,
not accepting that there is anything that can be said against Mark Zaid that he has connections with somebody and that therefore the implication is that that might affect his work. Mark Zaid is an independent lawyer who represents whistleblowers. That's what he does. He'll represent you.
Good. Okay, well, then I'll give him a phone call when I need to blow the whistle. But in the meantime, to suggest that this is anything but politics is pretty laughable.
Right. Victoria That's Jones, true. Jennifer Horn, Rick Jensen on the Talk Radio Review, 15 past the hour. Now that you have helped people listening to this program and others that I am involved in, you've helped build My Pillow into the absolutely fabulous, amazing company that it is today. So, Mike Lindell, who is the chief at MyPillow, wants you to have something that will help you that you don't have to pay for. It's BOGO time. You all know what BOGO time is? Sounds like something you do only on Friday night. You can get deep discounts. All my All-Pillow products, go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener specials. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. BOGO means buy one, get one. All right, you pay for one, you get two. Any MyPillow, any one of the MyPillows, you can buy the first one, and the second one comes to you without cost. Deep discounts also on other MyPillow products, the mattresses, the toppers, the sheets, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com. You get the 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that you've got. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there on the website and get the discounts using the promo code DJV. Great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get to number five this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, Talk Radio Review, with Rick and Victoria. Doug, the focus on PG&E, the blackouts in California. This is a This is a damnable.
Whoa! Yeah, it really
whoa,
is.
Whoa, whoa,
it is.
No,
yeah,
no,
easy
no.
Now.
It is.
It's true. Well, no, Doug, a listener of mine called the show the other day and said they were so angry at ABC News because they left out a really salient point, and that is that PG&E supposedly, reportedly, I don't think it's been proven yet, though, cutting out people's power, not just for safety, but to avoid hundreds of millions of dollars of these unsightly lawsuits. It's cheaper to shut off people's power than to pay the lawyers and hundreds of millions of bucks of lawsuits.
Because they shut the power off, though. Make
when
no
houses, I know.
About that.
Well, the guy did make a suggestion. He says, why don't they just dig holes where the high-power transmission lines are outside of the neighborhoods and just bury those like that? And I thought, you know,
lines should
be
underground. Right. Underground.
I don't think.
I said that when I first came to this country as an immigrant 500 years ago. Why aren't the lines underground?
Right.
I have two-word answer for that. You ready?
Yeah.
Gopher Haggis.
Well, the environmentalists don't want to do disrupt. Yeah, you're right. Some of this stuff. There are 275 wildfires that are burning this weekend in California. The gusty winds, the Sandalwood fire was caused by somebody burning trash, a moron behind his house burning trash. That's what started the Sandalwood fire. Now there are hundreds of others. It's craziness. It is. 21 after the hour also here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our focus on what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. The reason you're listening, I'm expecting, is because you are a fan of the format. And so we have with us outstanding talk radio folks like Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What do we make of the Matt Lauer allegations? This is number six this week, by the way, on the countdown. The Matt Lauer, the continuing. It doesn't sound like this is new because he had relations with this woman in other circles. She's the reason that he's gone. So how is
she
this?
She is
just
the reason that he's gone. Well, I'll tell you why. There's some very interesting things here. First of all, Catch and Kill. There's only one chapter, apparently, in this book about Matt Lauer. That most of the book is about NBC News executives and about the which has got them scrambling.
Who wrote the book? I've forgotten who wrote the book.
Ronan Farrow, the investigative
journalist.
Oh,
the guy who started all of this, right. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Right, right.
Very good. Most of the book is about NBC News execs and about how they enabled and basically maybe covered this up to some extent. And there was an explosive phone call with the chief NBC news exec this week and with NBC journalists, including people like NBC's justice correspondent, people like that, in which they got to ask him questions. Of course, the call was leaked to the media afterwards. But fascinating questions. And the NBC, top NBC news exec was not frank and not forthcoming. Well, you've got real journalists there. And they asked follow-ups. And they were really tough on him. And they are furious. There is fury that NBC may have enabled and covered up for Matt Lauer. So it's not just about Matt Lauer allegedly raping this woman and then Matt Lauer coming back and saying, oh, well, we had a relationship, which she says, no, we didn't. Yes, there were several further incidents, but I was terrified for my job and I dreaded them and I felt deep shame afterwards. What he's saying is a complete lie. And more of his victims have come out and said, this is exactly how he does it. This is exactly how he tries to manipulate situations.
So this
man is filth. Yes, he's a predator.
Yeah. And yet he has that nice, pleasant, all-American look to him and smiles at all of the people that are working with him. I thought the way I saw some video of the way that Hoda and what's the other lady's name who's on the Today Show with her? Susan?
Yeah,
Savannah.
They were so surprised to see this other door open of Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer reportedly was at a restaurant, expensive place in New York. Reporter caught this exchange between him and some women at a table. He said, oh, don't worry, I'll be back on TV soon. This will all blow over. Yeah, I don't think
so. How long ago was that?
It was a few months ago. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
But this is the kind of hubris you get from someone like this, you see.
Right, exactly. I would equate it to a point, although it isn't the same story, the reasons for it, but Colin Kaepernick, I think, who there are a lot of people who think he should just, why doesn't the NFL just get a team to put him on and see if he really can play, and then that puts an end to all of the other stuff that surrounds him. With rumors and innuendo suggesting, can he play? No, can't play. He's only trying to do this to make money, making noise, blah, blah, blah. But he still is blacklisted by the NFL. So I'm using that as an example because Lauer will be blacklisted and appropriately so. He may be one of the worst in this. He's in the Weinstein category, it would seem. Isn't he? That means almost.
Yes, and the book alleges that they also tried. They also went to sort of cover up the Weinstein and block that.
All right. When we continue on the talk radio review, why can't we all just be friends? It's 28 past the hour.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue our overview of the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week at this time we have several folks who are prominent in the talk radio world come together to talk about the stories and the people that are on the list. As we have time, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington. Time of day, you're on middays, as I recall, on WDEL,
noon to
right?
Four.
Noon to four. Okay,
it's a long shift, man.
Oh, baloney, it's not a long shift.
It beats digging ditches for 6 hours. I've done that way in the past. This is easier, thank you.
Shoveling manure on my farm, all of that good stuff. Victoria Jones, who's actually seen my farm, Rick, you haven't done that, but you... Come along. You can help me shovel.
I'll stay in Delaware. Thank you.
From
the
DC radio company. All right. So, and by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't know this voice, the voice of reason. Here I am. Yes. And when I look at number 7 this week on the talkers list, the whole foolish outcry of Ellen DeGeneres supporters who can't believe she sat next to George Bush at a football game. Get life. Will you, for God's sakes, get a life? If that's the most important thing in your life, and it just so underscores the intolerance in our society when people think that someone who's a gay woman can't like George Bush because when he was president he may have done something that wasn't good for gays. Get a life! And by the way,
has anyone
20 years ago. Anyway, go ahead.
Has anyone noticed that there was no outrage against Bush for hanging out with Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
There was no orange.
I know.
Yeah, right. Not at all. And I know it gets kind of ugly because that's the laugh line. But on the other side, this is a woman who's been accused of physically and mentally abusing, you know, her wife, Portia de Rossi. And I suppose if you really wanted to be a hater out there, you could bring that up. I just noticed that there was none of that.
Who accused
at all,
her of
that?
So,
Portia did. And it's been in and out of
right?
the...
been married for 11
I think
years.
So. Rumors, but yeah, they are. Yeah.
But, you know, I followed this story very closely all week on BuzzFeed, which I read to do the quizzes before I go to sleep at night, and find out my archetype and what spirit animal I was in a past life. And
probably
things
a
like
rat.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I wasn't, actually. I was usually a tiger. Things like that. Well,
wow.
I've been a phoenix. Anyway. What was most people were angry with her for hanging out with what they termed a war criminal, and which was very interesting. And most of these people were not, you know, were barely born around the time of the Gulf War. And what I found interesting was, I was reading a lot of the tweets in these in the stories. None of them were mentioning Rummy and Cheney, and I'm thinking, you know. Really, the architects of the Iraq War were Rummy and Cheney.
That's
far
true.
More than
yeah.
Bush. If
Bush
you want
is just
to describe
a deer in the headlights.
Blame.
Yeah, right.
Right. So I found that fascinating. I thought that her, her monologue, her bit was very well done. I think she made a really good point about being friends with people. Then she was attacked for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ridiculous. This country has a real problem. With its soul and its psyche, it really does. When you get into that kind of nonsense, get a life. It also shows you how destructive, we have other examples every week of how destructive the social media is. It really is very destructive.
Hey, Doug, to your point, if I may, here in Delaware, we have a Democratic Senator, Chris Coons, who is disparaged and vilified by the left, the far left here in Delaware, because he has the outrageous audacity to work with Republicans. He goes across the aisle for goodness sake, and works with Republicans on creating bills that help small businesses throughout the nation. Outrage. He must be canceled.
He's a good guy.
Bite it.
He's
all
a good
right, let's
guy.
Keep
he's a,
moving.
Does a good job.
Speaking, this week was Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah was last week as the highest of holy days in the Jewish calendar began and then ended with Yom Kippur. And with the end of Yom Kippur came a shootout at a German synagogue. Again, back to hatred, vitriol, Germany and its roots with the skinheads and Hitler youth and all the other horrors that you can imagine. That coming back to the surface once again, I guess it, in a sense, comes out of the same wheelhouse as the Ellen George Bush thing. Intolerance, not interested in understanding what the rest of the world is all about. I'm right, you're wrong, and don't tell me anything differently because I won't believe you anyway. So here we have another shooting. And
I think. Don't you think this is worse? Though this takes it to the nth
timing
degree. And
of it.
Yeah, this was that's disgusting. It was really disgusting. And here we had again the live streaming.
Yeah,
and about 2,000 people watched it. Yeah. And Victoria, you probably know better than the rest of us how anti-Semitism is reportedly growing in Europe, and Germany, paradoxically, is considered to be very, very friendly to Jews outside of this this one murderous hater. It only a locked door prevented this murderer from killing more of the 51 people observing Yom Kippur, limiting the death toll. But still, Germany, I found that quite surprising. Victoria, maybe you didn't?
Well, the only thing that I found slightly less surprising was that it was in East Germany. And I could be wrong about this, but I think that in East Germany, it has been a little more difficult to counter some of the latent anti-Semitism which festered after the Second World War than in West Germany.
Well, there's the business about how the Polish people react, even Lithuania. You go to those areas, and it's not highly reported because not a lot of news media in these areas, although there's more in Poland now. But certainly, how many people do you know go to Latvia, Lithuania, some of those eastern countries that were part of the old Soviet Union, where the kind of prejudice we're talking about is rampant, was and still is.
There's been less time for combating it, you know, in East Germany since the fall of the wall, and in some of these other countries since they've broken with the Soviet Union.
Speaking of what you know well, Victoria, I mean, this is not in the top 10, but it's outside of it. Close, I would think it would have vied for, if there weren't some of these other controversies, it would have been vying for a position. The Boris Johnson, Brexit, the Queen sort of capitulates because she doesn't have a choice. And so now Parliament is once again on recess. And what happens, because we talk about some of these things, the split between the Irish and, I was thinking about how England, what used to be England is now the United Kingdom, with all the wars that brought the Welsh in, the Scottish in, I guess the Irish too, in a manner of speaking. But, you know, you wonder if this, how it gets to the point, how it gets this far, any of these things, whether it's the racial prejudice we're talking about or whether it's the lack of understanding what will really happen to the United Kingdom if Brexit is followed up and followed through or takes place. What's the latest there from your perspective?
Well, I think sometimes it's like, you know, you put yourself in cold water and you slowly turn the heat up and you just genuinely don't believe that it's ever going to boil. And I think
especially if it's got
happened.
Ice cubes in the water.
Yeah, and I think that's happened, and nobody really believes that any of this could happen, or that Britain could break up, and actually it could break up. This actually could happen, but at the moment there is some kind of new Brexit deal on the cards. Now, whether this could actually happen by Halloween, who knows? And in fact, Halloween's not the real deadline. The real deadline is October the 19th, because by that date, Boris Johnson has to get a deal, or he has to, because there's a law that says if he hasn't got a deal, he has to request an extension from the European Union. Now, so he's actually got, you know, a week. So we'll see if he can. And he said totally contradictory things. Surprise. He has said, yes, I'll seek an extension. I'll abide by the law. But we're going to be out by the 31st. And I'd rather die in a ditch than not be out by the 31st. So this is going to be very interesting to see if Boris Johnson's going to die in a ditch.
Interesting visualization. 43 at the hour, the talk radio review. There is a real need in our country, as I wash my mouth out with soap, but we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. Halloween will mean we overeat, lots of sweets and candy, put on some weight. It isn't just your children, it's you. You know it, and I know it. And then we get into Thanksgiving, and we go into the Christmas party season, we go into Christmas and New Year's, and on it goes. And so don't you think a real good defense is an offense. Let's start now. For those of you who know you're going to have to lose weight, let's start now by getting on the Calitren program, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The program is pretty simple, and it always works. If you stick to the program and you take it consistently, you will win when it comes to the weight loss game, the war against your fat. Calitren, the healthiest of all the weight loss products around. It is all natural. There's no stimulants in it. Nothing bad. It's all good. And mostly the main ingredient being what it is, and that's collagen, your body's natural way. It's the protein that 30% of your body is made from. It helps shed pounds with Calitren. Go to Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, calitren.com, if you please, and take advantage of their big sale. Right now, there are fabulous ways of saving money. Free shipping as well when you use the DJV code. So go to Calitrin.com. You can follow them on Facebook, too. There's some good stories of people's weight loss progress. Facebook.com/Calitrin or Calitrin.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The story list this week from Talkers Magazine includes the following. At number 10, the coverage, the interest in all the bad weather, the severe weather out in the upper Midwest, and also the movie The Joker, very controversial. Number 9, gun control conversation, health care, immigration reform all put together. At number 8, the shooting at that German synagogue. Number 7, Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush. Wow. Number 6, the Matt Lauer rape allegation that's included in the book Catch and Kill. Number 5, the PG&E blackout situation in Northern California. There, number 4, China and the U.S. Number 3, the invasion by the Turks into northeastern Syria. Number 2 is continuing focus on all the presidential, a few Republicans in there, national around, but mostly it's Democrats. Presidential election number 2 and the impeachment inquiry, what the connection is to the Ukraine, to Ukraine. That's the list from Talkers.com on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
It's much, much better now because I can go outside, rake the leaves from the trees and stuff. I know I wasn't getting all the nutrition that I needed because when it comes to vegetables, I'm very picky. And I'm going to stick with it to do as much as I can. And taking those 3 vitamins for the vegetables and the fruit per day really helped me out a lot.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
From Talkers Magazine, the People List now, as we review the names that you may or may not have heard us talk about, or you may or may not have known these people in the top 10 list. Wow. Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush tied at number 10. Matt Lauer at number 9. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren at number 8. Mike Pence at 7. The Premier Erdogan from Turkey is at number 6. Rudy Giuliani, who sees himself as some kind of a leader, I guess, at number 5. Nancy Pelosi is at 4. Let's see how I do on this one. Every time I pronounce this guy's name, I kind of get it right. Volodymyr Zelensky, who is the leader of Ukraine. Number 2, Joe Biden and his son Hunter. And number 1, Donald Trump. I'm surprised his children are not in there, the 3 children that seem to be always kind of a part of what's going on with the Trump administration, the Trump family. Have you noticed that? That's the list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown. Back to the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen from WDEL and Victoria Jones, the DC radio company. Doug Steffen here from the DJV program and Good Day Health and the American Family Farmer and your Hidden Power.
Wow. Listen, wow.
Go to DougSteffen.com. Check all those things out. Meanwhile, the severe weather, number 10 this week. This is certainly going to start a conversation about climate change again. And whether we, in the first week of October, ought to have 2 feet of snow in the northern Rockies, listen, you make up your own mind. Just stay away from there. One thing I found out, because I'm flying this weekend, is how it has jammed and crammed all the east-west flights because there were a lot of flights that were canceling out of Denver and some of the other areas up in the eastern northwest, if you will. It was really, and the snow was coming down as of we were talking and doing this on Friday. A lot of snow there, and the storms actually on the east coast. There was a nor'easter that was supposed to pound and didn't really. One of the things that people are talking about, actually, I wonder if they are with you, Rick and Victoria, the lack of real clarity when it comes to weather forecasting, meteorology. People are, they get angry. It's an inexact science because Mother Nature's liable, you know, things change. So sometimes I thought most of the time they're predicting the short, early on stuff is pretty accurate. The 10-day forecast usually are not.
Bad 10-day, I don't even believe. Just be glad you're not flying to Japan.
Because?
With because they're expecting a typhoon that is the biggest typhoon since the late 1950s.
Ah, lovely. There you go. Yeah, no. I would imagine a few cancellations there as well. They're hitting this weekend, is that it?
Yeah, imminent. Yeah.
All right, we'll find out next week on the Talk Radio Review whether the president has started another war or not. That'll be something we'll talk about during the week probably, too, on a lot of these stations that you're listening to. Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Five technology items from the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to put a voice to her work. Number five, as we work to number one, is a focus on Hulu and offline downloads. Okay, so let's have it. Do I need to continue to pay for Hulu?
Yes, you do have to pay for Hulu. However,
but
the
should
offline...
I? Is it worthwhile? My
it
pal
depends.
Jonathan Tucker's doing a movie. They're doing a whole group of stories, and each
for
one
Hulu?
Of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, all of the streams, the streaming services are really putting a lot of money into original programming. And that's going to, this time next year, we're all just going to be scratching our heads trying to figure out how we're going to pay our bill for
what
to watch.
You're going to go back to regular TV because it's too damned expensive.
It's
going to
be,
So
right. Hulu has now added offline downloads, meaning just like Netflix and Amazon Prime, they're really behind on this one, actually. But it means that you can download in advance movies and TV shows and things that you want to watch if you're going to be without a Wi-Fi or internet connection. So if you're going to be boarding a flight and you want to stock up on some old episodes of The Golden Girls, you can do that on Hulu. The only thing is that you have to have the premium plan in order to do this. So the $11.99 a month plan is the only plan that will allow you to do offline downloads. If you have the basic plan, which is $6 a month, you won't be able to. So, again, it's yet another thing. You have to make the decision. Who has the best programming? Who has the best programming for your lifestyle? And then decide who gets your $12, $13.
I want to know where the farm programs are. What network? Which one of these streaming services has the farm programs? That's what I want to know.
I am unfamiliar with any of them having that.
Uh-oh. All right, number four.
In a major step in Apple's push to market its Apple Watch as a health and fitness device, it's working with private Medicare insurers. And so Devoted Health is a Medicare company that's based in Florida for right now. That's the only place that they have coverage. But they have 4,000 members, and they're offering a $150 discount in what they call wellness bucks towards the cost of an Apple Watch. And an Apple Watch, the new Series 5, will be about $399. And so other Medicare Advantage insurers are also looking to do similar things. They want people to have the thing about the Apple Watch, it's waterproof, so you can, if you have an elderly relative, make sure that they're wearing it while they're in the shower or the bath. It has a heart rate monitor, and it has fall detection. And those are the real health benefits.
I've fallen and I can't get up!
Exactly. And those are the real health benefits of the Apple Watch. And not to mention the fact that you can also transfer your health data, and you can actually send that to your doctor's office, which is also pretty cool. So Fitbit is similar. It has a lot of the same features. I don't know if it has the fall detection, but Blue Shield of California is also getting involved in this, and a lot of corporations want their employees to move more, so if you hit 10,000 steps a day, some companies are actually giving you a discount on your health insurance for that reason. But
free fish sticks on Friday.
Yeah, I think in the Medicare arena, I think it's a great thing to give discounts on those.
Number three, Uber Pets. Let's get a ride for our pets.
Yeah,
can you put
Uber,
a dog in a car without a person? Take the dog somewhere?
No, if you book an Uber or a Lyft right now, it's very up in the air. If the driver shows up and you've got your dog or your cat with you, some of the drivers have allergies. They don't want to pick you up if you've got a dog.
Yeah.
Now Uber Pet is actually launching a program that will be a surcharge of $3 to $5 included in the upfront pricing if you check off that you have a dog with you. So they're going to start this program on the 16th of the month, and they're going to test it out in various cities.
Wait a minute.
Then we'll see what happens.
If you have an allergy to dogs, you're going to have to pay the drivers and
certain drivers. No,
more?
Certain drivers will opt out if they don't want to take pets. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, time to get your real ID. This is very important. Listen up, boys and girls.
Yep. Starting October 1st of next year, the real ID law takes effect. Now, this is the enhanced driver's license. This is the only way you'll be able to fly domestically unless you want to use your passport. 3 out of 4 Americans do not have a real ID, even though this will be a hard and
don't
fast law.
Don't have a passport
law.
Either. Yeah.
And most people don't have a passport. They say that 78,000 people are going to get stuck at the airport the day one next year. So don't be one of those people.
FBI number one.
Yeah, the FBI made tens of thousands of unauthorized searches related to U.S. citizens between 2017 and 2018. And so they are in big, big trouble. They spied on their friends and family, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, you name it.
Great.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Victoria. Good rundown. This is the DJV program at, no, it isn't either. It is 59 past
the The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding.
If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
It's alive!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The law signed today by Governor Gavin Newsom gives victims of until age 40 or 5 years from discovery of the abuse to file their lawsuits. Facing intense scrutiny from President Trump and his Republican allies, Hunter Biden says he'll step down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity firm by the end of the month.
The announcement was made in a statement from his lawyer posted to Medium. It's part of a pledge by the 49-year-old son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden to avoid conflicts of interest should his father be elected president. Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and Ukraine have become an issue in the 2020 race, with President Trump pressing unproven corruption allegations against the father and son. Hunter Biden's overseas work sits at the center of the House impeachment investigation into Trump, who has admitted to asking foreign powers to investigate those business dealings. I'm Julie Walker.
Congress returns from a two-week recess on Tuesday, and the intensity of the impeachment inquiry is guaranteed to ramp up. U.S. Price of gasoline has remained at $2.73 a gallon over the past 2 weeks, still 24 cents lower than a year ago. More at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the three-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the three-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
California is going to ban the sale and manufacture of new fur products and bar most animals from circus performances under a pair of bills signed yesterday by Governor Gavin Newsom.
Under the first in the nation fur law, residents will no longer be able to sell or make clothing, shoes, or handbags made of fur starting in 2023. California is the third state to ban most animals from circus performances, joining New Jersey and Hawaii. Animal rights groups cheered the ban on fur as a stand against inhumane practices. Not surprisingly, the proposal was vigorously opposed by the billion-dollar U.S. fur industry, and the Fur Information Council of America has already threatened to sue. I'm Shelley Adler.
Taking a page from ancient Chinese military philosophy, black-clad protesters in Hong Kong changed tactics and wreaked havoc by popping up in small groups in multiple locations Sunday. This is townhall.com. Arizona's attorney general is having misgivings about agreeing to Purdue Pharma's proposal to settle litigation over the opioid crisis.
Attorney General Mark Brnovich says the OxyContin maker has sought to undermine material terms of the deal. Brnovich agreed to the Purdue settlement right before the company filed for bankruptcy protection. His filing is similar to those made recently by attorneys general in 24 states and lawyers for more than 500 local and tribal governments. They oppose the settlement and want to continue lawsuits against members of the family that owns the company.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Music artist, Queen Latifah, among honorees being recognized this year by Harvard University with the W.E.B. Du Bois Medal for her contributions to black history and culture. She'll receive the honor October 22nd, along with six other recipients. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
MLS number 3030.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Down we are with the concept of understanding what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yes, we're down with it. Michael Harrison is part of the We. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's his game. I'm Doug Steffen, here to host the program and sort of shepherd where we're going, but the main interest is in the stories, the people. What did you start to say?
I said, you said you were shepherding. I was just making a very, very, very juvenile funny joke.
Yes, it's okay. We can be juvenile. You and I have our moments.
Yep, like that was our moment for the show. Now let's get on with being serious.
Yes, juvenility. So let's get to the stories, and there are some serious stories in here, as there usually are. Not really, it's not normally, the bill of fare here is not light. It's usually pretty serious, pretty heavy, and this week is no exception to that, Michael.
Yeah, and we had to stretch it to have 10 topics that really would, you know, be considered top topics, because the number one topic has sucked all the oxygen out of the room in terms of its domination of
politics. Team tends to do that.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that during the following hour, because it's actually a bigger story than the story of just how big the story is. Mm-hmm. At number 10, we have severe weather, and we have the Joker controversy, the movie Joker.
You see it?
No.
Would you see it?
I would if I had nothing better to do. I have nothing against it for any of the controversy surrounding it. I just don't go to that many movies. I saw Judy, because I'm a big fan of Judy Garland.
I did, too. Yeah, I did, too. What did you think of it?
I liked it very much. It was a good drama. If you're looking for a musical, it ain't the right place to go.
No, it's a story of her at the beginning of her career and the end of her career, basically. And the first half of it bothered me, because it reminded me of my mother. There was such, you know, there's a personal side. Most everybody who goes to some of these movies about someone who's famous can identify with some part of their lives. That's why people go to watch it. I think. But
did it remind you of your mother because she was a fan of Judy Garland, or did it remind you of your mother because Judy Garland reminded you of your mother?
Wonderful question. She was a fan of Judy Garland, but she also suffered from the same maladies and died at about the same age.
Oh gosh.
So it was a similar. Her life was a similar story to what Judy Garland's life was about.
That's funny, folks. I know this man for 30 years, and I just found that out. That's always
shocking.
Well,
it's not something you talk about much
right,
under the circumstances. But, yeah, my mother died at a very early age because of the addictions that she had.
Oh, my.
And but the story is very well. Renee Zellweger, you wouldn't recognize her. She's as skinny as a rail. Not like, you know, remember in the Bridget stories how heavy she was and people used to tease her?
She's an amazing actress. And you know, she took a lot of heat for having the facelift that changed her looks.
Yeah.
She looks more like Renee Zellweger now. I saw some interviews with her. And this was not an impersonation of Judy Garland. This was an inspiration. It was inspired. Yes.
Yeah.
There were times when Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland would smile, and that Renee Zellweger smile came right through. Yeah. Very interesting. Let's move on with the survey, though, because the movie that is on the top 10, it starts with a J, but that's about as close as it comes, is the Joker controversy.
Right.
I suspect the Judy Garland movie is going to come and go like so many do without much impact. At number 9, gun control and health care and immigration reform. These are usually the top topics at the top of the survey. They have been relegated to lower on a survey that most things haven't had that much conversation anyway, other than the number 1 and 2 topics. At number 8, we have the German synagogue shooting. At number 7, kind of a political correct, in a way, ironic.
A lot of conversation about it. I'm not sure I would agree with you, although you're the expert and I shouldn't be. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think in my circle and the conversation that I have in certain programs that I do, the German thing, the shooting there, because it's Rosh Hashanah, I have a lot of Jewish friends, maybe it, and Yom Kippur, maybe it impacted me differently. And I looked at it, I was more than disgusted. I don't even...
Why do you disagree with anything that I have said?
No, because it ought to be closer. You said it ought to be closer to the top of the list, and I'm agreeing.
No, I didn't say that. I said gun control, health care, and immigration are usually at the top of the list.
Ah, okay.
I haven't said anything about what ought to be. I'm just tell it like we count it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
The German synagogue shooting is at number 8. The Ellen DeGeneres George W. Bush flap is at number 7.
Yeah.
At number 6, the Catch and Kill book, and it's contained the story about a Matt Lauer.
It always takes
rape.
Your breath away, doesn't it, when you think about what this guy's gotten away with.
Or you know, what he's being accused of. But now it's escalating from bad conduct to criminal activity. Meanwhile, his accuser, a woman by the name of Brooke Nevels, has never filed any kind of legal action against him. She's just told a lot of people, including the bosses at NBC, who kind of allegedly, I got to use that word, covered it up. At number 5, we'll get back to it. At number 5, the PG&E blackouts out in California and its connection to climate change, because everything is political. At number 4, U.S.-China relations, and are we talking about trade agreements, tariffs? No, we're talking about basketball. At number 3, Turkish invasion of northeast Syria, which is a serious topic. 2020 presidential election at number 2, which is Jagundo. And number 1, the impeachment inquiry on the Ukraine scandal, which, as I said, is taking up about 92 or 93% of the conversation on talk radio and talk television and just about everything else. On our people survey, we have Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush at 10, Matt Lauer, Ronan Farrow, and Brooke Nevels at 9, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at 8, Mike Pence at 7, Recep Tayyip Erdogan at number 6, he's the Turkish leader. Rudy Giuliani at number 5, America's mayor.
Doesn't pay to be his friend, though, this week.
And Nancy Pelosi at 4, Vladimir Zelensky at number 3. No pressure, no pressure. At number 2, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. Wow. What a circuit. What a
Zelensky
circus.
Says, I didn't have no pressure applied to me whatsoever. Nah,
yeah, nothing.
I want to go back to what you said. I wasn't disagreeing with you. I'm thinking about what the relevance of what you said regarding how huge these top two or three stories are and how right. they suck the air out of other conversation. I just felt the German synagogue shooting was something that deserved a lot more attention. So I guess I gave it more attention. Mm-hmm. As I did the Ellen and George W. Bush thing. I think that's another. It's just, but they're all kind of, as you play through a lot of this stuff, even the PG&E thing, the book about Lauer, it's the discontent of America that we're talking about. It really is when you get right down to it, don't you think? I mean, we're all, there's nothing here that we, who agrees? Is there something in this list that we all can agree on in terms of points of view? I don't see it.
Oh, the weather. The weather is not good, and that's a problem. We even politicized the weather. I mean, yeah. that ties into climate change.
Yeah,
and climate
sure.
change. Climate change, which should be a science discussion that brings us all together, yeah. is not bringing us together because it's been politicized. The only topic that seems to be bringing everybody together, but it's hardly gotten, it hasn't penetrated the mass consciousness. It's a subject that people who listen and watch talk media and follow the news. News junkies, news freaks are into it. The U.S.-China story really brings people together in as much as it's the only real story out there that both the Democrats and the Republicans, the left yeah. and the right, agree that Donald Trump has been doing a good job.
Something got to be done. Yeah, put them in their place. Yep,
yeah, right. Donald Trump has been doing a good job on China, and mm-hmm. and it's very hard to disagree on that. He may not be doing it as good a job as he could. Light years ahead of the last presidents before him from both parties, mm-hmm. the Bush father and son and the Clinton-Obama connection. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George H.W. and George W. Bush, they all gave China a free pass.
Right. And, capitulated. And now, the way it is today. Yeah.
And now, as evidenced by the story with the NBA, the corruption in China is spreading to here. They're, mm-hmm. We're taking on their values or their lack of values.
Pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty incredible. Yep. Part of the conversations we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, at 16 past the hour. It may be time for me to remind you how you can look better and feel better about yourself because of your smile. You want a brighter, wider smile. Most people will tell you, unless they've had caps or veneers or something that has changed the actual constitution there, teeth are changed, put new teeth in that are whiter and brighter. But still, if you drink coffee and tea, maybe red wine, those white teeth that are put in to replace the old teeth are sooner or later going to also get stained. And that's the beauty of power swabs. They will not only take care of your original teeth, but they take care of caps and veneers as well. That is extracting the stains, removing what people don't want to see, what you don't like to have in your mouth. Power swabs will do it, and do it quickly. 5 minutes is all you need. Every 5, 6, 7 days, you can improve the whiteness of your teeth by 2 to 3 shades. That's guaranteed. A brighter, whiter smile, and inexpensive. When you compare what it costs, you go to the dentist and say, hey, whiten up my teeth. He's going to say, okay, $500-$600. This is certainly nowhere near that. Do it yourself and see how wonderfully well you will be received, how well you'll feel about yourself. Remove the stains. Call 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Tell them you heard about it here. Get a 50% off the retail price deal. 50% off and the whitest, brightest, most beautiful smile. Dial 800-208-1797. Again, it's called Power Swabs. That's the product. 800-208-1797 so you can smile again.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
I am happy. Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so talk radio time. I'm looking at this list, and I said something about Rudy Giuliani's friends. This guy has inveigled himself into this, whether he wanted to or not. He's become part of the, I mean, you look at all of the players here. Here's, you know, Susan Collins, who's a Republican, is getting jammed up because she's running for re-election and having fundraisers. And she's using Brett Kavanaugh and the vote on him as a way to win with her locals. She said in a release to her folks that she's looking for money, while Justice Kavanaugh is in their crosshairs talking about the people on the left, they're also targeting me. That's why I need your help. The far left, she refers to it. So even there, that's what we're talking about with all of these political considerations. It's, you know, they're still chewing on Brett Kavanaugh, for God's sakes. 21 after the hour.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are inveigling ourselves into these conversations, some of them. May I bring up the Ellen DeGeneres, George Bush situation and how, again, I mean, we can take apart all of these things, come up with the same sort of answer. These people that are so angry, social media, why can't Ellen be friends with George Bush? Why?
Because she is a member of a community that considers him to be a devil.
That's their problem. Mm-hmm. She likes the guy and they're friends. So why can't she have friends?
Well, obviously, you know, neither of them are, you know, they're not Hannibal Lecter or whatever.
No. But, you know, Ellen got attacked and Bush didn't, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, well, it's the political correctness crowd, and even though I am very, very sympathetic on many, many levels to the LGBTQ community, I am not a big fan of overt political correctness in this regard. They should have just let it go. Or maybe in a snide comment here and there, oh, I see she's hanging out with, you know, there's certain aspects to it that you could talk about, but the kind of venom that she received in
comes from cowards who don't identify themselves. It's just some posting someplace.
Well, this is the point. This is a whole other subtopic, is that you get the feeling with social media, particularly Twitter, that this is somehow representative of a mass public opinion. And it's not true.
No.
You know, it's representative of all those people that use Twitter to fight their dirty ideological battles. And when I say dirty, I'm not saying that about this movement. I'm saying about any movement where you anonymously or even not anonymously have a chip on your shoulder and are out there in an uncompromising way declaring people enemies, when in fact the real relationships between people is far more nuanced and complex.
How much of that problem does Trump contribute to?
Boy, he is both the victim and the cause of it. That is a great question. You know, there was once a time when even the greatest president of the United States would step down, or the greatest mayor, or the greatest anything would step down because they would say, even though I am innocent, this situation has become a distraction, and I cannot effectively carry out my job, and we as a nation, we as a club, we as a state, we as a city, we as a business cannot carry out our mission because of the distraction that the controversy surrounding me has created. Therefore, I will resign. That you remember when that was kind of part of
Nixon? Kind of was the last person to do that, although he saved himself by doing it as well. And he had, you know, it was obvious that Gerry Ford was going to pardon him, so let me out and let's keep moving.
Right. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying, and it's very troubling to have this as part of the, it's the underscore of almost everything that's going on. You know, the president, the vice president, the people in the House and the Senate, politicians, but in our lives, people, we were just talking about divorce and how, you know, some divorces. I was talking to a woman yesterday who's she told me she'd been divorced for about 15, 16 years, and the call she makes in the morning to her ex-husband, the end of the day, she makes a call to her ex-husband. They're very good friends. They're just not good as husband and wife. And her friends criticize her for having any relationship with her ex-husband. Why? Obviously, it's for the benefit of both of them. Why do people stick to these rigid rules that don't work? Everything needs to be in flux, doesn't it?
Yeah, everything has to be flexible. And there is a thing called forgiveness. And I think that the way we deal with forgiveness in our human condition is something that should be analyzed a little deeper.
Yeah. I'm not going to forgive PG&E, though. We'll talk about that as we continue here. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com. The way to lose weight using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This jump starts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days. But if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support. And the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitren. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitren at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Redding and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Conversation about conversation to continue here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talkers Magazine develops the charts that are used and published at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The stories for the week of October 7th to the 11th, pretty heavily weighted at the upper end. Number one and number two, the election, the impeachment, all of these sorts of things. But there is other conversation, and depending on where you were in the country, although I heard a lot of outrage regarding the whole situation in California, the fires now, there are 200 and some odd fires that are burning this weekend in Southern California, mostly in the valley. They are caused, well, in the southern end of the state, the fires that are there have been caused, one of them that spread. Some guy was burning trash in his backyard. My God, what is the matter with the Santa Ana winds? But then the more outrageous thing, Michael, is PG&E being sanctioned, if you will, by the state, allowing them to declare bankruptcy to screw a lot of people that should be rewarded, that should be given compensation for homes being burned down, 85 people dying, and yet they're doing the same damn thing now. They don't take care of their infrastructure. I don't clean up underneath the wires, and so they shut the power off. How do you even discuss this without being outraged? How do these people, big government and big business, get this outrageously up yours? They're basically, that's what they're saying to the public. Up yours. We're going to do what we want to do.
Yeah, your expression of disapproval is well placed, and that's what's going on out there. There's a whole big discussion going on in California, and it's major news because it's affecting about 3 million people who are being affected by these blackouts. They say 800,000 customers, but 800,000 customers, each customer is 3-4 people in a family or in a whole household.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. I know that, at Talkers, we do business nationally, and a lot of our business is in California because it's such a big media market.
Right.
It's hard to do business with people right now because they leave every conversation with, I don't know if we're going to have power.
Yeah,
because no one really knows the schedule of these blackouts. It's very, very problematic.
Yeah.
Boy, we live in interesting times, don't we?
It is. Yeah, right. Will you spend a minute with me and describe? A lot of people go to talkers.com and they get the Michael Harrison interview, which is usually with a talk radio personality or someone that would be a large participant in conversation on talk radio. But you're also doing something now called The Wrap.
Yeah,
and it mirrors some of the things that we talk about here, but it gets a lot of media coverage because it, in fact, is part of the media. And one wonders the news media. I separate people always refer. I think unknowing people refer to the news media just as the media, but the media is print, the so-called third estate, fourth estate, fifth estate. It's entertainment media, movies, that sort of thing. So the news media has spread out a little bit, don't you think? Isn't that kind of...
Well, journalism now is an entertainment medium.
Is there even anything left of journalism?
I think to a certain degree there is. I just don't think it's true to its ideals. I sometimes wonder if it ever was.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Well, there was a time when, in the 20th century, when there were only a handful of major news media outlets and they controlled the narrative. What we're dealing with now is going back to the days before the 20th century when people were on their own page. You know, back in the 19th century, in the 18th century, we didn't have a mass public. We didn't have Walter Cronkite. We didn't have CBS News. Every town had a different interpretation of life. And now, so people weren't on the same page. Now everybody has their own page.
Everybody's a newsmaker or
right.
a news expert. Or,
right, something. Right. So that whole idea, that whole idea of journalism in the 20th century, which we who are immigrants from the 20th century, most of us listening to this are over 20 years old, we tend to think that's a natural state of affairs. But it isn't. So when you talk about the integrity of journalism, that's a complicated subject. So the ideals of journalism is that you let the reader or the listener or the viewer know what your intention is. Is your intention to objectively inform the facts of a situation, or is your intention to give your opinion about the facts? And that's why we have editorial pages in the newspaper versus the news pages, op-ed, all of this. You try to disclose what the spirit is of what you're doing. And in some cases, it's political activism, advocacy journalism, which I call propaganda.
Yes.
There was once a time, you know, I'm an advocacy journalist for the following cause. Well, you're not a journalist. What you are is a propagandist.
Yep. And that's what most of it has become. That's why I find it interesting that we have your Michael Harrison interview, which is every week, and that gets to somebody who's a newsmaker, and then kind of your wrap on what's going on based, pretty much on a lot of the shows that you do that you're on, like this one.
Yeah. Well, you understand that's my shtick. My shtick is what people are talking about. The difference between the Talk Radio Countdown show and the Michael Harrison rap is the Michael Harrison rap is more serious. It's less organic. It's more of a here's what's going on, here's what people are saying, bing 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 bing, and it's an hour and it comes and it goes. Whereas this program is far more of a conversational And this program's live. The Michael Harrison rap is a produced magazine. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different show, but the common element is me, because everything I do is my forte, which is, one, the media, its relationship to sociology, and what's being talked about in the media. And I hope I'm successful, at least for the folks listening to our conversation now, in not having a ideological agenda that underlies everything I talk about.
Mm-hmm. You're
so
one
common.
Of the few. I'd like to think that that wasn't my cause, but I'm not doing. I do it. You say every time I say I'm not doing a political program, you say, yeah, you're talking about politics. You can't get away from it. I mean, there's nothing. Look at the top 10 list again. Mm-hmm. There's woven through almost every single one of these, if not every single one of these items. And I was thinking back to last week and last month and the list that in my mind, these charts that are created so we can talk about what the big things are in News Talk Radio, that it's all about politics and one side being right and another side being wrong.
Yet
the line is so blurred as to what, you know. I was looking at something on Talkers at Talkers.com that is produced by one of the folks that support what you do, and it was an overview of a particular point of view. The first story is Democrats can't count on Hispanic support. There are more and more a lot of talk radio people who think that all Hispanics vote Democrat, all blacks vote Democrat, all white people vote Republican, or, you know, some nonsense like that. And that becomes a hard and fast, rigid rule. And then it's a surprise. Hey, we found a Hispanic over there who's not voting for anybody who's a Democrat. How dare those people exist?
First of all, you know, with Hispanics, the whole term Hispanic is a an Anglo word. There's no such thing.
Right. That's the thing, is Hispanic. They don't know themselves. They're Latinos and Latinas.
But I'm saying that, you know, the Cuban Americans that live in South Florida tend to vote Republican.
Yes.
People from Puerto Rico have a different view. And then there are Mexicans. And anybody who knows Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Central Americans, South Americans, and Cubans, these are as different as the British are from the Spanish, from the French, from the Italians.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, all Europeans.
Baloney.
It's nonsense. It's nonsense.
Oh, and that's, by the way, something that didn't make the top 10. That shows you how loaded the top 10 was this week. Last week we were all over Brexit and Boris, and it's nowhere to be found.
It's nowhere to be found, but it's still going on.
Yes,
which shows you the power of the media to give you the perception of reality. Because we're talking about the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal, does that mean that Kim Jong-un is no longer a danger to us? Does that mean that Brexit is no longer a major situation that's going to impact the economy of Western civilization? Does it mean that climate change is no longer a problem? You know, does it, and gun control and health care? Whatever happened to health care reform? Do you realize that because of this impeachment, where nothing's going to get done and ignorance is going to prevail?
This would really be the year to vote all those bums out.
There really is no productive benefit to being an expert on the impeachment process or the Ukraine scandal. It's a tiny little speck of information in terms of what really affects everybody's lives. And this is consuming the national consciousness. We're not paying attention to what's really going on, and maybe we never have.
Or really what isn't going on, much as anything else. Dr. Michael Harrison, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's a way for you to put all your worries and fears away and get a good night's sleep. That's it. Good night's rest. Pillows, mattresses, mattress covers, all the things, the sheets, the things that come from MyPillow.com help you get a great night's rest. Not enough people are taking action, however, to improve their sleep, and that's why I encourage you right now, the people that run MyPillow, Mike Lindell and his staff, have decided they want to give back even more to you, the listeners to the programs that I do that have bought a lot of the pillows. So with the DJV code, you can go to MyPillow.com, take advantage of BOGO. I love BOGO. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. Right now, any one of the MyPillows at MyPillow.com comes to you absolutely free. When you buy one, you get another one free. That's the BOGO offer. It's cool. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there in the MyPillow.com universe. Get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, 66% off in some areas using the DJV code. But right now, buy one, get one free. All of the pillows at MyPillow.com come under that purview. Enter the code, the promo code DJV for the radio special, the radio special tab at MyPillow.com. From Talkers Magazine, the people list now, as we review the names that you may or may not have heard us talk about, or you may or may not have known these people in the top 10 list. Wow. Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush tied at number 10. Matt Lauer at number 9. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren at number 8. Mike Pence at 7. The Premier Erdogan from Turkey is at number 6. Rudy Giuliani, who sees himself as some kind of a leader, I guess, at number 5. Nancy Pelosi is at 4. Let's see how I do on this one. Every time I pronounce this guy's name, I kind of get it right. Volodymyr Zelensky, who is the leader of Ukraine. Number 2, Joe Biden and his son Hunter. And number 1, Donald Trump. I'm surprised his children are not in there, the 3 children that seem to be always kind of a part of what's going on with the Trump administration, the Trump family. Have you noticed that? That's the list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggled their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine includes the following. At number 10, the coverage, the interest in all the bad weather, the severe weather out in the upper Midwest, and also the movie The Joker, very controversial. Number 9, gun control conversation, health care, immigration reform all put together. At number 8, the shooting at that German synagogue. Number 7, Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush. Wow. Number 6, the Matt Lauer rape allegation that's included in the book Catch and Kill. Number 5, the PG&E blackout situation in Northern California. There, number 4, China and the U.S. Number 3, the invasion by the Turks into northeastern Syria. Number 2 is continuing focus on all the presidential, a few Republicans in there, national around, but mostly it's Democrats. Presidential election number 2 and the impeachment inquiry, what the connection is to the Ukraine, to Ukraine. That's the list from Talkers.com on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so again, a couple of minutes more here. Polls, do we pay any attention to polls anymore? Every once in a while there's a poll, well, there's a lot of polls, but do they really make a difference? They used to be great fodder for conversation. Are they still?
Well, they're great fodder for who gets on the debates. I mean, and debates are great fodder for who gets elected president. Once you're not on those debates, you're done. You're cooked.
Right.
So even getting on them is not enough to help you. But the polls are important because they do set the stage for perception of success and failure.
It is. It's all perception. But that's what we were talking about. It isn't new. It isn't the facts. It is perception.
Yeah, it's all about perception. Perception is, the cliche is perception is reality.
Yes.
And it's true. Perception is reality.
Yeah. Don't forget to check out the Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview at talkers.com. Lots of things going on. Man, that is chock-a-block full of information this week. You love the talk radio format. Go to talkers.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We move now into the legal area of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, a college professor, also an author of a couple of books. That sports, how does that sports book, how is that doing? I haven't asked you about that for a while.
Well, the Essential Sports Law is a, it's actually, it's quite readable, but it's a textbook that I use at Temple University. I teach a course in sports law. It's pretty interesting, actually, to the average sports fan to see, you know, what goes on as far as the laws and endorsements and players' contracts and legalized gambling.
What about sports betting? What about sports betting and the legalities of that as more and more people get into it? We were talking about it on the air, and I wonder about, you know, you can bet on anything. You can bet on, you know, if my son's going to get married at 2 o'clock or 2:01.
Sports betting has been with us for, you know, for quite a long time, and the leagues were, the professional leagues in particular, and the NCAA were very much against it. But, you know, there's an old saying, you know, when you're getting run out of town on a rail, get in front and make it look like you're leading the parade. The parade is going. And so some of the leagues, like the NBA, have gotten involved with this, and it makes sense. They've had legalized sports betting in England for a long, long time, and it works out well because everybody's concerned with the same thing, which is making sure that it's secure and safe and honest. And
you know, that reminds me, it's sort of the same sort of thing as follows hemp and cannabis. You know, you get out of the, you get on the train or you get out of the way, because politicians who don't get that seem to, you know, here in Massachusetts, as you know, the governor has kind of stepped on his foot or something else with a bunch of things that the public just doesn't like because
particularly
a change in
a little overkill with some of the things that you know, in Massachusetts with Governor Baker and vaping and some of the rules regarding legal cannabis, it just they are so heavy. But in fact, you know, this is what the public's doing, and what you do is you find a way to make it work reasonably with reasonable regulations.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Impeachment, legalities. People paying no attention to the legalities. People don't even understand the legalities of impeachment, right? I mean, under the circumstances.
Yeah, you know, something in here is what I would say, you know, the media, if I'm going to say in general, if there is something, media, they've got to do a better job of educating, you know, the public, you know, precisely from, you know, things like the new Giuliani associates who were indicted and charged on counts of conspiracy, falsification of records, lying to the Federal Election Commission, and illegal political donations. I think people are forgetting these kinds of connections that are being alleged with foreign countries as far as influencing American elections are just illegal. They basically are, and there are reasons for this. But, you know, I think there's been so much the public doesn't know what to think.
No. All right, so we have the PG&E blackouts and the legal aspect of that. Man, I would have been angry about it, and I'm not even there. How these people get away with this stuff? Big business, big government. My God.
And PG&E in particular. I'm sure some of our listeners, in California, are going that they could tell us stories. I in my white collar crime class, we deal with environmental crimes, and PG&E did not cover itself in glory out in some of the things that it was doing in California, and then to be involved with wildfires, which it was recently, and now to be taking the steps of turning people's electricity off, and because they're not doing their job, I don't know how this company stays in business.
Really? Well, they wouldn't have if the state hadn't come to their rescue and sort of short-circuited, pardon the pun, the value of the lawsuit. So Matt Lauer and the rape, there doesn't seem to be anything really new here. Has he got a leg to stand on, or is the, I mean, this, he's not been charged or anything. He's just been, the allegations there. So where does it go?
Probably won't go anywhere. You know, he may be a bit of a personal scummy guy, but reading the firsthand information, it would be very hard to prove a rape case from someone who had continued to have a relationship with him. And the only accusation of rape was that I gave assent, but I was drinking too much, so it wasn't a legal assent. Not a tight case.
Wowzer case. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
TopLoss.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The average U.S. price of regular grade gas remaining at $2.73 a gallon over the past 2 weeks. That's 24 cents than a year ago. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says within the average, prices in more than half the cities surveyed fell by several cents.
Baton Rouge is a low at 217. Houston following closely after at 220. The high average in our panel is San Francisco Bay Area at 420, followed by Los Angeles, a nickel lower at 415.
And there are gas stations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area selling gas at 207 a gallon. Rescue crews Sunday continue their search for a worker missing in the partial collapse of a New Orleans hotel that was under construction. The work is proceeding cautiously amid fears about the stability of the structure. At least two people are confirmed dead, nearly two dozen others injured. Congress back to work on Tuesday after a two-week recess, but not everybody left town. Three House committees investigating impeachment worked through the break, issuing multiple subpoenas and holding depositions with State Department officials. On ABC's This Week, Sunday, GOP Congressman Lee Zeldin said President Trump did not compromise national security, or did he abuse his office by seeking information from a foreign country on former Vice President Joe Biden.
I absolutely believe that our country should be working together to get to the bottom of what happened, whether it's Burisma, it's Joe Biden, it's Zolchevsky, it's Hunter Biden, that there shouldn't be a immunity from scrutiny just because Joe Biden is running for president.
Meanwhile, Hunter Biden said Sunday he'll step down from the board of directors of a Chinese-backed private equity firm at the end of the month as part of a pledge not to work on behalf of any foreign-owned companies should his father win the presidency. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now,
you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
The World Economic Forum says the United States is less competitive than it was a year ago, and the global economy remains hobbled by low productivity, despite a decade of cheap money from central banks.
In its latest assessment of the factors behind productivity and long-term economic growth, the organization found Singapore overtaking the United States as the most competitive country. The progress is credited to Singapore's state-of-the-art infrastructure and strong cooperation between labor and management. The Global Competitiveness Report showed the U.S. losing ground in measures such as healthy life expectancy and preparedness for the future skills needed in the 21st century.
Jeremy House reports Hong Kong, the Netherlands, and Switzerland round out the top five places in the rankings. American League Championship Series, Game 2 right now, bottom of the ninth, tied up Yankees 2, the Astros 2. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If you're trying to lose weight, Dr. Charles Snyderman says you might want to consider the Mediterranean diet.
The so-called Mediterranean diet emphasizes fruits and vegetables, includes fish, whole grains and nuts, and is low in sugar and red meats. It is associated with lower risk of many diseases, including coronary heart disease, stroke, hypertension, breast, prostate, and bowel cancers, anxiety, and depression. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Worsening dry conditions affecting Virginia have prompted Governor Ralph Northam to place the state under a drought watch, which advises residents, local governments, and businesses to use less water. It's meant to get people ready in the event of a significant drought event. The most recent U.S. Drought Monitor report shows nearly 56 million residents are now living in drought conditions in part of 16 southern states, and that also includes Virginia. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into the News Talk Review, the Talk Radio Review with luminaries such. We have a regular cast that kind of alternates here and there. We have Jennifer Horn with us, who's from the DJV program and also does mornings in L.A. on KRLA, the Morning Answer. So she's going to add her 2.5 to 3 cents worth of information and thoughts on what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe even four if you're
with
lucky.
Some of these stories on the Talkers list for the week of October 7th to the 11th. Talkers Magazine creates this list every week, which we use as the overview for our conversation here, so you know what's been going on around the country if you're following the format carefully. You know what's going on pretty much anyway, but we put it in order from number 10 to number 1. Also joining us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. So we'll start at the top because Jennifer has limited time. I noted that the president, as we, you know, the presidential election's number 2, the stories about Trump and impeachment number 1 again this week. So the president was not reserved when he was at that Minneapolis rally this week talking about the various people who are not necessarily his allies. Jennifer, how's that for being positive?
That's being positive. Actually, okay, so as a Trump supporter here at the table, I would say it was one of his best rallies that he's done in a long time. I know for people who are not Trump supporters, it probably
the weather was certainly
crawl.
Not on his side. It was awful.
Well, the weather wasn't. And the story that's not getting a ton of media coverage are the protests that happened outside the rally. There were groups of people that showed up. Antifa was there, and they were throwing...
Antifa
is a group of... far left socialists, essentially, that show up to these rallies in black masks. You'll see them, they dress up in black, and they...
So supporters of Omar.
I don't even know if it's fair to say that. Yeah, okay. No, they're just...
I don't know who they are. That's why I was asking.
They're
the
really...
Never heard of them before.
Far left socialists.
They're disruptors.
They are.
They're disruptors, effectively.
And they showed up throwing urine at people.
Hold on,
they were calling cops.
Victoria,
pigs.
You don't think Omar is a disruptor?
I think she's a member of Congress.
She's a disruptor, though. You don't think she's a disruptor?
She's a member of Congress.
I understand that, but she's also a disruptive member of Congress. Yep, we're not talking about the president. We're talking about Omar. The president
is a disruptor. I think she represents her district, and she kept quiet. She didn't tweet back at Trump. She just stayed quiet.
Yeah. She should have spoken out against the protests, but a lot of times you'll find people like Omar who are on the progressive side of the Democrat Party that will give a little bit of safe space, safe haven for Antifa. These are not protests that are peacefully done. They're protests that are based in violence and intimidation.
A lot of anger.
And
there
were protests
on both sides, I think we should say.
Right, but the ones that protests are not the problem. It's protests where people are ripping hats off of people's heads, burning them, throwing urine at them. Those are the people that are in Antifa that are violent and it should be dealt with seriously. And they really should be, in my mind, they should be called a terrorist group because that's what they are. But
I have never, this is educational because I've never heard of them before.
They're being ripped off both sides, according to the reporting.
That doesn't make it right.
I'm just saying, hats were being ripped off both sides. Both supporters from both sides were ripping hats off.
In any case, Antifa means anti-fascist, which is not necessarily...
Ironic.
Yeah, it's really based in irony. That's right.
All right. So we have that situation with the president. I suppose we can, in terms of the impeachment inquiry... take a minute for Rudy Giuliani and maybe a moment of silence for his friends.
Can we just enjoy the moment that he had two henchmen called Lev and Igor?
I know. the names are fantastic.
Because it's just wonderful.
Yes, I would say that was worth at least a moment or two. Yes, Lev and Igor, please stand up and take a bow. Congratulations. All right, so anyway, other than that, Giuliani and his cronies and Trump and his cronies and all these, I just look at all of these names. It's all becoming a blur for me anyway. What about the rest? Because I don't enjoy this kind of talk. This is not my brand of talk. Most people who know me and listen to what I do on the radio, this is not my cup of tea. I don't like arguing and yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering and pointing fingers. However, I think it in circumstances where I was just mentioning what was going on with at the rally, I think that Omar is needs to be called out. I think some of these other people need to be called out. It's kind of like the time on the other side when the Republicans are always talking about family values, and most of the people that get caught with their pants down with people that they ought not to be with are Republicans. It's a, you know, it's the same. It's an equal opportunity. It's just the
there's a reason people go into Congress worth about $10,000 and leave worth $14 million. There's a reason for that.
Thank
it's because
you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, follow
Peter
the money.
Schweitzer wrote the Peter Schweitzer wrote a great book about that and how these. Yeah. People in Congress, even Elaine Chao's father, making millions of dollars off China, and you notice that her husband, Mitch McConnell, all of a sudden softens his view on China. It is not unlike what happened with Hunter and Joe Biden. Not that Hunter did anything illegal, but it's just unseemly. And I think that's the problem
bad.
Right
Ivanka
there.
Ivanka Trump's not doing badly either.
Yeah,
yeah, but
that's, so, it's all optics. Whatever, and Trump is doing
very, it's very sad. I mean, the people who are actually doing the work are people who are not in politics, who are just quietly doing the work, and we don't know their names.
Yeah. Well, that's true with the whistleblower anyway. What is the latest on the whistleblower? You want to give us 60 seconds on that, Jennifer?
Did some consulting with Joe Biden. We now know that the candidate, the Democrat candidate, that or the prominent Democrat candidate that the whistleblower had access to, it's being reported, is Joe Biden. So that makes it easier to even more easy, I think, to poke holes in the story of the whistleblower who is now offering to testify in writing to Congress. I'm sure the Democrats would eat up that idea because the lawyer that was given to him by Adam Schiff, former Clinton-tied lawyer, will help him draft all of his answers so that the Republicans will have no way to push back or ask any questions. So most likely the whistleblower will probably testify at some point, but we'll do it in writing, which is part of the process. It's not very fair.
No.
There is more than one whistleblower. The second whistleblower has firsthand knowledge. And I don't know which lawyer you're referring to exactly.
Mark Zayed.
I know Mark Zayed well. He's a man of utmost integrity. He's represented whistleblowers across the board from all sides of the spectrum. And anybody can access Mark Zayed. You could access Mark Zayed if you wish to blow the whistle on any of your employers. So knowing Mark Zayed, I won't accept any smears against Mark
Zayed. I'm not trying to smear the lawyer. I'm saying that Adam Schiff the whistleblower went to Adam Schiff first, Victoria, and that's the problem. The whistleblower.
You said it, there was an implication. And
well, he
I'm
is
not
tied to Hillary Clinton. And,
Not accepting that there is anything that can be said against Mark Zayed that he has connections with somebody and that therefore the implication is that that might affect his work. Mark Zayed is an independent lawyer who represents whistleblowers. That's what he does. He'll represent you.
Good. Okay. Well, then I'll give him a phone call when I need to blow the whistle. But in the meantime, to suggest that this is anything but politics is pretty laughable.
All right. Victoria Jones, Jennifer Horn, Rick Jensen on the Talk Radio Review, 15 past the hour. Now that you have helped people listening to this program and others that I am involved in, you've helped build MyPillow into the absolutely fabulous, amazing company that it is today. So, Mike Lindell, who is the chief at MyPillow, wants you to have something that will help you that you don't have to pay for. It's BOGO time. You all know what BOGO time is? Sounds like something you do only on Friday night. You can get deep discounts. All my AllPillow products, go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener specials. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. BOGO means buy one, get one. All right, you pay for one, you get two. Any MyPillow, any one of the MyPillows, you can buy the first one, and the second one comes to you without cost. Deep discounts also on other MyPillow products, the mattresses, the toppers, the sheets, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com. You get the 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that you've got. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there on the website and get the discounts using the promo code DJV. Great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown. All right, let's get to number five this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, Talk Radio Review, with Rick and Victoria. Doug, the focus on PG&E, the blackouts in California. This is a damnable.
Whoa, yeah, it really is.
It is.
It's true. Well, no, Doug, a listener of mine called the show the other day and said they were so angry at ABC News because they left out a really salient point, and that is that PG&E reportedly, I don't think it's been proven yet, though, cutting out people's power, not just for safety, but to avoid hundreds of millions of dollars of these unsightly lawsuits. It's cheaper to shut off people's power than to pay the lawyers and hundred millions of bucks of lawsuits.
They're
going to
get sued because they shut the power off, though.
When houses, I know.
About that.
Well, the guy did make a suggestion. He says, why don't they just dig holes where the high power transmission lines are outside of the neighborhoods and just bury those like that? And I thought, you know, I
should be underground. Right. Underground.
I don't think.
I said that when I first came to this country as an immigrant 500 years ago. Why aren't the lines underground?
Right.
I have a two-word answer for that. You ready?
Yeah.
Gopher Haggis.
Well, the environmentalists don't want to disrupt. Yeah, you're right. Some of this stuff. There are 275 wildfires that are burning this weekend in California. The gusty winds, the Sandalwood fire was caused by somebody burning trash, a moron behind his house burning trash. That's what started the Sandalwood fire. Now there are hundreds of others. It's craziness. It is. 21 after the hour also here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our focus on what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. The reason you're listening, I'm expecting, is because you are a fan of the format. So we have with us outstanding talk radio folks like Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What do we make of the Matt Lauer allegations? This is number six this week, by the way, on the countdown. It doesn't sound like this is new because he had relations with this woman in other circumstances. She's the reason that he's gone. So how is
she
this?
She is the reason that he's gone. Well, I'll tell you why. There's some very interesting things here. First of all, Catch and Kill. There's only one chapter, apparently, in this book about Matt Lauer. That most of the book is about NBC News executives and about the which has got them scrambling.
Who wrote the book? I've forgotten who wrote the book.
Ronan Farrow, the investigative
journalist. Oh, the guy who started all of this. Right. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Right,
yeah. Very, yeah. Very good. Most of the book is about NBC News execs and about how they enabled and basically maybe covered this up to some extent. And there was an explosive phone call with the chief NBC news exec this week and with NBC journalists, including people like NBC's justice correspondent, people like that, in which they got to ask him questions. Of course, the call was leaked to the media afterwards. But fascinating questions. And the NBC top NBC news exec was not frank and not forthcoming. Well, you've got real journalists there, and they asked follow-ups, and they were really tough on him, and they are furious. There is fury that NBC may have enabled and covered up for Matt Lauer. So it's not just about Matt Lauer allegedly raping this woman and then Matt Lauer coming back and saying, oh, well, we had a relationship, which she says, no, we didn't. Yes, there were several further incidents, but I was terrified for my job and I dreaded them and I felt deep shame afterwards. What he's saying is a complete lie. And more of his victims have come out and said, this is exactly how he does it. This is exactly how he tries to manipulate situations.
So he's a predator.
This man is filth. Yes, he's a predator.
Yeah. And yet he has that nice, pleasant, all-American look to him and smiles at all of the people that are working with him. I thought the way I saw some video of the way that Hoda and what's the other lady's name who's on the Today Show with her? Susan?
Yeah,
Savannah.
They were so surprised to see this other door open of Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer reportedly was at a restaurant, expensive place in New York. Reporter caught this exchange between him and some women at a table. He said, oh, don't worry, I'll be back on TV soon. This will all blow over. Yeah, I don't think
How
so.
How long ago was that?
A few months ago. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
But this is the kind of hubris you get from someone like this, you see.
Right, exactly. I would equate it to a point, although it isn't the same story, the reasons for it. But Colin Kaepernick, I think, who there are a lot of people who think he should just, why doesn't the NFL just get a team to put him on and see if he really can play? And then that puts an end to all of the other stuff that surrounds him, with rumors, innuendo, suggesting, can he play? No, can't play. He's only trying to do this to make money, making noise, blah, blah, blah. But he still is blacklisted by the NFL. So I'm using that as an example because Lowry will be blacklisted, and appropriately so. This is, he may be one of the worst in this. He's in the Weinstein category, it would seem. Isn't he? That, I mean, it's almost that
yes,
bad.
And the book alleges that they also tried. They also went to sort of cover up the Weinstein and block that.
All right. When we continue on the talk radio review, why can't we all just be friends? It's 28 past the hour.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. And let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue our overview of the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week at this time, we have several folks who are prominent in the talk radio world come together to talk about the stories and the people that are on the list. As we have time, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington. Time of day, you're on middays, as I recall, on WDEL.
Noon to four.
Okay.
It's a long shift, man.
Oh, baloney. It's not a long shift.
It beats digging ditches for 6 hours. I've done that way in the past. This is easier. Thank you.
Shoveling manure on my farm, all of that good stuff. Victoria Jones, who's actually seen my farm, Rick, you haven't done that, but you... Come along, you can help me shovel.
I'll stay in Delaware, thank you.
From
the
D.C. radio company. All right, so, and by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't know this voice, the voice of reason, here I am, yes. And when I look at number 7 this week on the talkers list, the whole foolish outcry of Ellen DeGeneres supporters who can't believe she... sat next to George Bush at a football game. Get life. Will you, for God's sakes, get a life? If that's the most important thing in your life, and it just so underscores the intolerance in our society when people think that someone who's a gay woman can't like George Bush because when he was president he may have done something that wasn't good for gays. Get a life. And by the way, 20 years ago. Anyway, go ahead.
Has anyone noticed that there was no outrage against Bush for hanging out with Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
There was no outrage.
I know. Right.
Not at all. Right. And I know it gets kind of ugly because that's the laugh line. But on the other side, this is a woman who's been accused of physically and mentally abusing her wife, Portia de Rossi. And I suppose if you really wanted to be a hater out there, you could bring that up. I just noticed that there was none of that
at all. Who accused her of
so. That? Portia did. And it's been in
together,
and out of
right?
the...
been married for 11
I think
years.
So. Rumors, but yeah, they are. Yeah.
But, you know, I followed this story very closely all week on BuzzFeed, which I read to do the quizzes before I go to sleep at night, and find out my archetype and what spirit animal I was in a past life. And
probably
things
a
like
rat.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I wasn't actually. I was usually a
gopher?
Tiger. Things like that. Well,
wow.
I've been a phoenix. Anyway. What was most people were angry with her for hanging out with what they termed a war criminal, and which was very interesting. And most of these people were not, you know, were barely born around the time of the Gulf War. And what I found interesting was, I was reading a lot of the tweets in these in the stories. None of them were mentioning Rummy and Cheney, and I'm thinking, you know. Really, the architects of the Iraq War were Rummy and Cheney.
That's
far
true.
More than
yep.
Bush. If
Bush
you want
is just
to describe
a deer in the headlights.
Blade.
Yeah, right.
Right. So I found that fascinating. I thought that her, her monologue, her bit was very well done. I think she made a really good point about being friends with people. Then she was attacked for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ridiculous. This country has a real problem. with its soul and its psyche. It really does. When you get into that kind of nonsense, get a life. And it also shows you how destructive, we have other examples every week of how destructive the social media is. It really is very destructive.
Hey, Doug, to your point, if I may, here in Delaware, we have a Democratic Senator, Chris Coons, who is disparaged and vilified by the left, the far left here in Delaware, because he has the outrageous audacity to work with Republicans. He goes across the aisle, for goodness sake, and works with Republicans on creating bills that help small businesses throughout the nation. Outrage. He must be canceled.
He's a good guy.
Bite it.
He's a
All
good
right,
guy.
Let's keep moving.
He does a good job.
This week was Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah was last week, as the highest of holy days in the Jewish calendar began and then ended with Yom Kippur. And with the end of Yom Kippur came a shootout at a German synagogue. Again, back to hatred, vitriol, Germany and its roots with the skinheads and Hitler youth and all the other horrors that you can imagine. That coming back to the surface once again, I guess it, in a sense, comes out of the same wheelhouse as the Ellen George Bush thing. Intolerance, not interested in understanding what the rest of the world is all about. I'm right, you're wrong, and don't tell me anything differently because I won't believe you anyway. So here we have another shooting. And
don't you think this is worse, though? This takes it to the nth degree.
The timing of it.
Yeah, that's disgusting. It was really disgusting. And here we had again the live streaming.
Yeah,
and about 2,000 people watched it. Yeah. And Victoria, you probably know better than the rest of us how anti-Semitism is reportedly growing in Europe, and Germany, paradoxically, is considered to be very, very friendly to Jews outside of this this one murderous hater. It only a locked door prevented this murderer from killing more of the 51 people observing Yom Kippur, limiting the death toll. But still, Germany, I found that quite surprising. Victoria, maybe you didn't?
Well, the only thing that I found slightly less surprising was that it was in East Germany. And I could be wrong about this, but I think that in East Germany, it has been a little more difficult to counter some of the latent anti-Semitism which festered after the Second World War than in West Germany.
Well, there's the business about how the Polish people react, even Lithuania. You go to those areas, and it's not highly reported because not a lot of news media in these areas, although there's more in Poland now. But certainly, how many people do you know go to Latvia, Lithuania, some of those eastern countries that were part of the old Soviet Union, the kind of prejudice we're talking about is rampant, was and still is.
There's been less time for combating it, you know, in East Germany since the fall of the wall, and in some of these other countries since they've broken with the Soviet Union.
Speaking of what you know well, Victoria, I mean, this is not in the top 10, but it's outside of it. Close, I would think it would have vied for. And with some of these other controversies, it would have been vying for a position. Boris Johnson, Brexit, the Queen sort of capitulates because she doesn't have a choice. And so now Parliament is once again on recess. And what happens, because we talk about some of these things, the split between the Irish and, I was thinking about how England, what used to be England, is now the United Kingdom. With all the wars that brought the Welsh in, the Scottish in, I guess the Irish too, in a manner of speaking. But, you know, you wonder if this, how it gets to the point, how it gets this far, any of these things, whether it's the racial prejudice we're talking about or whether it's the lack of understanding what will really happen to the United Kingdom if Brexit is followed up and followed through or takes place. What's the latest there from your perspective?
Well, I think sometimes it's like, you know, you you put yourself in cold water and you slowly turn the heat up and you just genuinely don't believe that it's ever going to boil. And I think
especially if
it's
got ice cubes in the water.
Yeah, and I think that's happened, and nobody really believes that any of this could happen, or that Britain could break up, and actually it could break up. This actually could happen, but at the moment there is some kind of new Brexit deal on the cards. Now, whether this could actually happen by Halloween, who knows? And in fact, Halloween's not the real deadline. The real deadline is October the 19th, because by that date, Boris Johnson has to get a deal, or he has to, because there's a law that says if he hasn't got a deal, he has to request an extension from the European Union. Now, so he's actually got, a week. So we'll see if he can. And he said totally contradictory things. Surprise. He has said, yes, I'll seek an extension. I'll abide by the law. But we're going to be out by the 31st, and I'd rather die in a ditch than not be out by the 31st. So this is going to be very interesting to see if Boris Johnson's going to die in a ditch.
Interesting visualization. 43 at the hour, the Talk Radio Review. There is a real need in our country, as I wash my mouth out with soap, but we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. Halloween will mean we overeat, lots of sweets and candy, put on some weight. It isn't just your children, it's you. You know it, and I know it. And then we get into Thanksgiving, and we go into the Christmas party season, we go into Christmas and New Year's, and on it goes. And so don't you think a real good defense is an offense. Let's start now. For those of you who know you're going to have to lose weight, let's start now by getting on the Calitren program, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The program is pretty simple, and it always works. If you stick to the program and you take it consistently, you will win when it comes to the weight loss game, the war against your fat. Calitren, the healthiest of all the weight loss products around. It is all natural. There's no stimulants in it. Nothing bad. It's all good. And mostly the main ingredient being what it is, and that's collagen, your body's natural way. It's the protein that 30% of your body is made from. It helps shed pounds with Calitren. Go to Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren.com, if you please, and take advantage of their big sale. Right now there are fabulous ways of saving money. Free shipping as well when you use the DJV code. So go to Calitren.com. You can follow them on Facebook, too. There's some good stories of people's weight loss progress. Facebook.com/Calitren or Calitren.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The story list this week from Talkers Magazine includes the following. At number 10, the coverage, the interest in all the bad weather, the severe weather out in the upper Midwest, and also the movie The Joker, very controversial. Number 9, gun control conversation, health care, immigration reform, all put together. At number 8, the shooting at that German synagogue. Number 7, Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush. Wow. Number 6, the Matt Lauer rape allegation that's included in the book Catch and Kill. Number 5, the PG&E blackout situation in Northern California. There, number 4, China and the U.S. Number 3, the invasion by the Turks into northeastern Syria. Number 2 is continuing focus on all the presidential, a few Republicans in there, national around, but mostly it's Democrats. Presidential election number 2 and the impeachment inquiry, what the connection is to the Ukraine, to Ukraine. That's the list from Talkers.com on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's much, much better now because I can go outside, rake the leaves from the trees and stuff. I know I wasn't getting all the nutrition that I needed because when it comes to vegetables, I'm very picky. And I'm going to stick with it to do as much as I can. And taking the those three vitamins for the vegetables and the fruits per day really helped me out a lot.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
From Talkers Magazine, the People List now, as we review the names that you may or may not have heard us talk about, or you may or may not have known these people in the top 10 list. Wow. Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush tied at number 10. Matt Lauer at number 9. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren at number 8. Mike Pence at 7. The Premier Erdogan from Turkey is at number 6. Rudy Giuliani, who sees himself as some kind of a leader, I guess, at number 5. Nancy Pelosi is at 4. Let's see how I do on this one. Every time I pronounce this guy's name, I kind of get it right. Volodymyr Zelensky, who is the leader of Ukraine. Number 2, Joe Biden and his son Hunter. And number 1, Donald Trump. I'm surprised his children are not in there, the 3 children that seem to be always kind of a part of what's going on with the Trump administration, the Trump family. Have you noticed that? That's the list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown. Back to the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen from WDEL and Victoria Jones, the D.C. radio company. Doug Steffen here from the DJV program and Good Day Health and the American Family Farmer and your Hidden Power.
Wow. Listen, wow.
Go to DougSteffen.com. Check all those things out. Meanwhile, the severe weather, number 10 this week. This is certainly going to start a conversation about climate change again. And whether we, in the first week of October, ought to have 2 feet of snow in the Northern Rockies, listen, you make up your own mind. Just stay away from there. One thing I found out, because I'm flying this weekend, is how it has jammed and crammed all the east-west flights because